Why isn't education a federal right? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Derek Black, professor of law at the University of South Carolina, looks into this question.
Our federal constitution is an outlier when it comes to education. State constitutions and the vast majority of other countries' constitutions mention education, but our federal constitution doesn't. With no federal accountability, states can drastically cut education budgets, suspend students for minor misbehavior, and ignore troubling achievement gaps. State courts in places like Kentucky and New Jersey are relatively successful in forcing improvements in these areas, but bad examples outnumber the good ones. The practical results are vast educational inequalities both within and between states. A federal education right offers a solution, but establishing that right has proven elusive. Federal litigation has been so unsuccessful that it was basically abandoned a few decades ago. Amending our Constitution would be very difficult, and new litigation is not much easier. Even with this knowledge, this past summer, advocates decided to try again. Independent plaintiffs filed cases in three different states with three different rationales. These cases, however, still need to offer new and convincing responses for a skeptical set of judges. My research shows the events immediately following the Civil War provide answers. Congress was trying to transform the slaveholding South into a working democracy and ensure that freedmen and poor whites could fully participate in it. Congress passed the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed citizenship, equality, and due process. But Congress also used its power to set the terms of Southern states' readmission to the Union. Through that power, Congress demanded that Southern states establish public education systems. Congress believed that voting and education were absolutely necessary in a democratic society. In fact, in the century following the Civil War, no other state ever entered the Union without guaranteeing education. This history demonstrates that, although never explicitly articulated, education was originally understood as a right of citizenship.
That was Derek Black of the University of South Carolina. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.